Yishloch Yaakov Malachim Aleisiv Ochiv, Arsaseyus Deyedon. He sent a message from Lovan Garti, Zokrashi, Garti's Begamatria Taryag. And Lovan Garti, the Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti, Loy Lamadati Mimaisiv Haroim. So the Mefarshim asked the question, why would Esav be interested if Yaakov kept the Taryag Mitzvah? He didn't keep the Taryag Mitzvah. What was going to Esav on? So we always had the pshat, which Mefarshim Taka say, because Yitzchok Avinu told Esav that if Yaakov has a Yerido, Farach to Ulay. So Esav was hopeful that throughout all those years with love on the scoundrel, the Oyvid Avodah Zarah, the Mechashev, that would Zichra have an influence on Yaakov, and Yaakov would go down, and the male Esav would have a koyach. So for that, Yaakov Avinu sent him a message, and love and garati v'tayag mitzvah shamarati v'lelamadati m'maisav aron. You see, I saw a pshat from, I'm going to Moshe Feinstein, say, Chetzadik v'kodesh l'vracha, where Moshe says that Hayois, Yaakov Avinu wanted to make shalom with Esav. He was makbid to tell him, I want to make peace with you, but you should know I am a person that shayim etayru mitzvahs. You want to make shalom with me, it's al daza. That I'm not going to compromise any of my principles. I'm not going to compromise the Torah. But if you think that shalom is the pshat, if your shita, that we should get together and I'll compromise my ways, so it's the business, there's nothing worth to talk about. In Lavan Garti, even though I was with Lavan, I kept my standards, and there's nothing to talk about. If shalom means compromising that, then we can't make shalom. Vahili shor v'chamar, tzoyin v'eved v'shivcha. So the Meshechach Meshtelzach, why did he not mention Vahili gomel? Later on we see in Pasuk Ches that he had gemalim. So he had gemalim, and he sent gemalim to Esav. So why didn't he mention that I had gemalim? So Meshech Chochma says in gemalim pshat. He says, Elokim oses ha'odom yosher, v'heim bikshu cheshvoinis rabbi. That brought to their agony yirida. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bri, and he created Adam HaRishon, he created the Metzias of Adam HaRishon, he should always want to go, his natural inclination should always be for good. And the Yetzer was outside of Adam HaRishon. It was an outside force, Taki. He was Taki Mesis Mibachutz, but Adam HaRishon's natural inclination was to go Litzad HaTayv. And the Yetzer was on the outside. Novos. So came along the Maisa with the Nachash, with Chava, and Hitlbo Zuhama, and that's when everything was mixed up, and the Yetzer became a Chelik Adam. And that, Mamish, there was a within himself, there was always a machloikis going on. Until the Avos HaKadoshim came along, and their tafkid in the rear was to get rid of that Yetzer, to push him back on the outside. So Avraham Avinu was the maskil. He started it. But Avraham Avinu still, there was a chelik of Yetzer in him. You see that he had a Yishmael. He produced the Yishmael. There was still some taruvis there. Yitzchak was mezachachit even more. But you see, he still had something in him. There was still an Esav that came out of a Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu mitos Shlema. Yaakov Avinu, there was no taruvos. Matter of fact, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Shufra the Yaakov Avinu ki Shufra the Adam HaRishon. The beauty of Yaakov Avinu is ain't the beauty of Adam HaRishon, Zokhtar Tzadok HaKoyin, because Yaakov Avinu, he already reached the Madrega where the Yitzchak was on the outside, and basically Yidden are like that. Ritzeinenu lasas ritzeinecha. Our rotzen is to do what you want us to do. What's the ma'akiv? Shivin malchias v'hasar shebe'isa. The Yetzer is ma'akiv, but l'maisa be'etzem, a yid wants to do good. He's yosher Yisrael. Is yosher keil? We're straight, and the taruvus really were pushed to the outside. This is why the halach is in certain places. Koyfen oisat shayim aroitzani. The Rambam says, by Kerbonis L'Marshal, well, you find by a get, sometimes they force somebody to give a get. How can you force them to do it? The Torah says, look, the Rambam, because the Rotsan HaPnimi, the real Rotsan HaPnimi of Yid is to do the right thing. And the Ra is really something on the outside. So So this is the message that Esav sent, that Yaakov sent to Esav. In Lovan Garti, by Hili Shor V'chamor. A Shor is totally kosher. There's two simoni tara. A Chamor is totally tame. It's black and white. There's no middle madrega. In other words, by us is the pshat that the Yetzer is on the outside and we are metiyas to do good. A Gomel has a simon of each. A Gomel has one simon tahara and one simon of not tahara. Same thing with a chazir. Esav is going to a chazir. He's mixed up. In one way he shows his hooves that they're split and everything is good, but neither he has that other simon. So Yaakov Avinu was sending a message to Esav by Hili Shor V'chamor. Right? By us, it's one way, or the other way, there's no in between, there's no taruvis by us, which really fits in line with what Ramesha was saying. So it's Nishmeinen that we're going to become friends and there's going to be a taruvis over there. There's no taruvis, there's no halfway. In love and garti, the tariag mitzvah shamarti, loyal amadati mi maisav arun. Kiva makli ovarti as a yardain hazer. With my stick, I passed this yardain, va'atoho yisi lishne machanais. And now I was for two camps. So the Rabbunim of Pshischa asks a question. What do you mean? Now you were for two camps. Yaakov Avinu was the one that split it. Right? He made it into two camps. He was one camp, right? And he was the one. He split it because of safety reasons. He felt in Yovei Esav, HaMachem Achaz V'Hiko. So what's Pshat he's saying? All the Gechesed you did, I only had a stick, and now I'm two camps. Moshe L'mohadover Daimah, there's a tailor that has this big baguette. You know, he's happy with the big baguette, and he splits it into two. He said, Mamash, now I'm Glicklich, I have two begotten. Right? You were the one that split it. What Yaakov Avinu should have said was, now I became a big machna. I was a gadol ador. You know, you were mezakim me with that. But what is this about Torah Yisi l'shnei machnas? As I frekt, the Rebbe Rabbunin Mipshischa. So the Teretz is like this. He says, as I, Yaakov Avinu over here was being meramez why he was afraid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, I'm going to guard you, I'm going to take care of you. You have nothing to be afraid of. So what was Yaakov Avinu Taki afraid of? She says like this, I went through the Yarden with my stick, which means I put the stick into the Yarden and split. I was so odak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I was so attached, I was so bateach Hashem, that I willingly put my stick in and I expected the Yam to split. That's how bright my bitachon was. And now I started becoming afraid, and now I lost my bitachon, and I had to split myself into two machmes. See, Yaakov Avinu, that gufa, was the reason why he was afraid. He felt the pachad that forced him to split into two machmes. In the beginning, when I was all alone, I had that betochen in Hashem, that I could stick the machil into the yardin and split it and walk through. And now I had to resort to this, to split myself into two machils. What happened to me? He asked for an ace, my egin of betochen. He was afraid of. It's dover yudua, you know, Hashem tzilcha, the famous word of the Baal Shem, which is really Gebaitan and Medrash, Hashem is like our shadow. The way you motion, that's the way your shadow motions. And the way we act to Hashem, that's the way Hashem treats us. If we have total emun in Hashem, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us. So Yaakov Avinu was afraid that Hayoisi resorted to split into two machlais. He's no longer on the same Adrega B'tochen as he was before. And Mimelo, that's why he was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu have special Rachmanis on me. He said, that's Pshat also in the Pasuk, Vayiro Vayetzer Lo. He was afraid and he was worried. So Rashi says in Pshat, what's the double loshi? Vayiro, he was afraid that maybe he'll be killed. Vayetzer Lo Shema Yahara Gacherim. But if this Pshat comes out good, Vayiro, because he was afraid, Vayetzer Lo, he was troubled by this. Why am I afraid? I originally had total emun and betochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now that I have to resort to splitting it into two machlis, so that shows that I lost my emunah and betach. Im yovei esav al hamachna ha'achaz v'hikohu, v'hoya hamachna ha'nishor l'fleita. If Esav comes to one camp and he smites it, The other camp will be for a refuge. So Rashi says over here, Hamachna ha'achas v'hikohu. Achas is a lashon nekeva. And v'hikohu is a lashon zachar. So which one is it? Is machna a lashon nekeva? Or is machna a lashon zachar? So Rashi says there are numerous words that can be either lashon zachar or lashon nekeva. And Rashi makes a list of words that are both zachar and nekeva. But the question is, why did Yaakov Avinu use it in such a way? Why did Yaakov Avinu himself say, Hamachna achas, and right away say, Viko? Why did he switch from a Loshen Nekeva to a Loshen Zachar? So I saw brought down from Rebbe Yochim Getzel, the Maggid of Brisk. Yochim Getzel, the Maggid of Brisk, says the following. We find the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, Odom Mekalel Atzma. Sometimes a person says something bad about himself. He doesn't want to say mamish on himself because he doesn't want to bring klal upon himself. So he says it as if on somebody else. So he says, Memeila Yaakov Avinu did not want to say, Ala machna achas, and he's going to smite the machna. That's al tiftach pelasotan. So he said it in a lashon, Ala machna achas vihikohu, as if the vihikohu was going back on Esav. Hagan, the pashtip shot was, he meant, Chas v'shalom, the machna should be smitten, but he did not want to be mighty with his mouth directly that the machna is going to get smitten. So he said, "Al-machna achas v'hikohu," which could be interpreted that Esau will smite himself, is going on him. So this is why machna had to be a loshen nekeva in order to be makir that v'hikohu is going on Esau. Right, so he distinguished between the two. Ela machna ha'achas, that's loshen nekeva. V'hikohu is going back on Esav. The Soif Dover was about a tzaddik, it says, V'atigzer oimer v'yokim lach. When a tzaddik says something, it comes true. What was the Soif Dover? It says, by when Esav approached Yaakov, Yitapkeyu, V'yishokeyu, he kissed him. So Rashi brings down, Nokud al v'yishokeyu. There's nekudas on that word. So one shot is that he wanted to bite Yaakov. Well, what happened? Yaakov Avinu's neck turned into stone. And by biting him, he cracked all his teeth. So it turned out, he ended up smiting himself. Those are the Rebbe Yochim Getzel, the Maggid of Brisk. It's Yodua, the question of the Chofetz Chaim. By Yivoser Yaakov Levadoi, by Yeovik Ish Imoi. As you do the question of the Chofetz Chaim, we know that the Sar Shel Esav is the Sotan. So the Sotan was around from the beginning of creation. He's called Sar Shel Esav because Esav is his best friend. But why didn't the Sar Shel Esav, why didn't the Sotan have a fight with Avraham Avinu? Why didn't he have a fight with Yitzchok Avinu? What's obviously the Dafke started up with Yaakov? So you do what the Chofetz Chaim says. That Avraham Avinu represents Midas Achesed. Yitzchak Avinu, who's the Oyla Tmima, the Akeda, represents Midas Avoida. And Yaakov Avinu is Torah. Chesed is a Gaval de Gazach, but it's not the potion to get rid of the Yetzahara. It doesn't get rid of the Yetzahara. Avoida is also Gaval de Gazach. It's one of the pillars of the world, but it does not dissolve the Yetzahara. Torah is the only thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Baros the Yetzahara. But Rossi Torah Tavla. And that is the weapon against the Yetzirah. So the Sar Shel Esav, which is the Satan, Chesed he could tolerate. He'd rather you don't do Chesed, but that much he could tolerate. Avraham Avinu he could tolerate. Yitzchak, he could also tolerate. Avoid it. Of Yaakov Avinu is Torah, that's the ammunition that gets rid of him. That already he can't be soluble, and then he has to fight. If you fight against an enemy and you get rid of his ammunition, then you won the war. So he wanted to get rid of the ammunition of Klal Yisrael against him. The Meili Vidavki started up with Yaakov Avinu. That's the famous pshat from the Chofetz Chaim. But I had a different deher in the Chofetz Chaim by something that the Chofetz Chaim himself says. Chofetz Chaim in Parashas told us as a meridik thing. Chofetz Chaim says, V'yaki v'shtam yeshu v'yol. He says, the mid of Avram is chesed. The mid of Yitzchok is avoida, and Yaakov is Torah. Esav, being a Yerush of Avram and Yitzchak, he has a claim to Chesed and to Avoid. He has a claim to it. I stand from Avram. I also have a shaykes to Chesed. I stand from Yitzchak. He also have a shaykes to Avodah. So those two things he has a claim to. And he has zochiyos in that. And both of those things are done with the hand. Chesed is done, he gives tzedakah. Avodah is done with the hand. That's how you die in the day Esav zok b'chavetz chayim. Esav has a ruch nizdik k'koyach in his hand also. And that is Chesed and Avodah. Ober Torah, that's only miyuchat Yaakov l'yosef chen l'chol goy. Is given only to Yaakov Avinu, and that's Bepeh, and that's with the Mayak, right? And that's something that Esav has no koyach at. That's HaKoyl, Koyl Yaakov, Vayedayim Yidei Esav. The Koyl, the voice that comes from the mouth, the koyach HaTorah, that's only Miyuchat Yaakov. The Yodayim, Esav also has a Shaibas to that, right? But Zokta Chavetz Chaim, that the Zechuyos of Esav, they dissolve, they totally come apart, when they face the Torah of Yaakov. When you come with the Koyach HaTorah, it dissolves everything. So Mamela, that gives us a new deher into why the Sar Shalesim Vidavka started up with Yaakov, right? Avraham Avinu, he has the Shaykhs to himself. I have that Koyach, why should I fight against it? Yitzchok Avinu, I have that Koyach of Avodah also. But that Koyach that Yaakov has is Miyuchet to Yaakov Avinu. And that's the only Koyach that could dissolve his Koyachis. The male, that's what he had to fight against. That's a new, the hair in that shot from the Chofetz Chaim. Vayomer shalcheini ki ola hashochar. The Malach, the Sar Shel Esav said to Yaakov, send me because the morning has come up. So the Gemara in Chulin says, what the morning came up? Are you a gadol? Are you a producer? Are you a kidnapper that works in the night and you're you're out at night and you go back, you hide during the day? She says, no. My Zman came to say Shira just now, and Mamela, I thought he gives money like my Shira. I have to go say Shira. That's a pretty strange thing. The Gemara says, Chaviv and Yisrael from the HaKadosh Baruch Yosef and Malachi HaSharish. Yisrael says Shira b'chol Shah. Malachi HaSharish only say it either once a day, some people say once a month. Some people say once a year. Some people say once every 7 years. Some people say once every yovel. Some people say once in a lifetime. So what a big coincidence this is. The Yaakov Avinu gets the Malach in a good headlock. Mavish, let me go. Why do you have to go now? It's morning time. So what if it's morning time? I just remembered it's my turn to say Shira. Like, that's a pretty funny excuse now that you see the earth. Your mamash, you're being held in that headlock. Was shot. Some coincidence. So, the Teferet Shleim, I saw right now, or Shleim of Vidomsk, says the Gevaldik Pshat. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when Klal Yisrael is under the Shulta of the Umis Ha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and he groans and he cries. And about this, it's written a pasuk in Yirmiyah, B'mistorim Tifke Nafshi. In the hidden places, my nefesh cries. He cries over the gaiva, the greatness of Klal Yisrael that was lost, that now they're Beinu Mesoyim. When the other in the Sitch, taken Zohar HaKadosh, so, and surely when he screams and he cries, so the Mesharsim also scream and cry. They're also Ba'atzvahs. How could they be happy if the master is not happy? So Ibn Zohar comes out, we learn from over here, Malachi HaShoris do not say Shira as long as we're in Galus. Because if we're in Galus, Hashem has said. If Hashem has said, they cannot be Besimcha. So the Malachim do not say Shira because man, we are in Galus. The Neil is, Dr. Teferi Shloim, now the Yaakov Avinu bested the Sar Shel Esav. So Sai, he escaped from Lavan Mamish unscathed. And now he bested the Sar Shel Esav, which meant that Esav has no Shlita over him. So now is when he left the clutches of Esav and Lavan, and now he was free for the first time. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again was B'Simcha. So now he, Zmani Loimer Shira. Now the Malachim can say Shira. So the Malach said, you know, I have to go back and say Shira. It's also the Lashon of Chazal, Ein Malachi Ashor Saimim Shira L'mayla, Atcha'amu Yisrael Shira L'mata. It's the same thing. Right? So, as the shot over here, once Yaakov Avinu, he was free from the clutches of a lover and he bested the Sar Shel Esav, so now he was above these Goliaths, and Hashem Bizeh, it was time for the Malachim to say Shiva. I'd like to say one more machshava, which is very much negeh to chalik. I came across this mamish chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a shtickel from the Or Gedal Yoh on this week's parish. The Or Gedal Yoh brings down, there's a posik in Iyoyev, lo yisholavti, I was not secure, lo yishokatati, and I was not quiet, v'lo yinochti, I was not at rest, v'yovoy roiges, and torment came. Voishalafti, I was not secure. Voishakatati, I was not quiet. Voinochti, I was not at rest. Vayove Rayas. So Zokta Medrash, and this week's parish, the gracious rabbi. Voishalafti me Esav. I was not secure when the mice of Esav took place, when I had to encounter Esav. Voishakatati me Lova. Voinochti me Dina. I did not rest from Dina. By Yove Roigis torment came, Bo'olai Rugzai Shal Yosef. So this pasuk is referring to the four tzaris that befell Yaakov Avinu. There's another medrash in Parshas Bishalach that darshan something else from this pasuk. Lo Yisholafti is going on Knesset Yisrael. Lo Yisholafti mi Bava. I was not secure by Golos Bava. Lo Yisholkatati mi Modai. Golos Modai. V'loinochti me'yova. V'yova roigis, that's Golos Eden. Sounds like conflicting midrash. One's darshing it on Yaakov, you know, one's darshing it on Klal Yisrael. Zokdar Gidal Yor, Gidal Yisrael, that's all. Not only are they not conflicting midrashim, but the two midrashim go hand in hand. Because Maisa Ovisim and Levonim, the tzoras that Yaakov Avinu went through, they correspond with the four goliaths that we go through, that we went through and that we're going through now. And Maisa of a Simon Labonim, what happened to Yaakov is a Simon for us, but not a Simon alone. Yaakov Avinu paved the way for us and he gave us the kayak to survive the various goliaths. And that's the two midrashim go hand in hand. What happened with Yaakov Avinu and his tzara corresponds with what happened to us in the respective goliaths. So it says, V'loi nochti. Loinochti me Dina, Loinochti me Yovan. Mashma that the mice of Dina and Golos Yovan, they have something in common. So right away, the Or Gedal Yoh points out they have numerous things in common. Number one, by Dina, he was Metama Dina. He was Mizana with her, he kidnapped her. And that's what happened by Golos Yovan. There was Xera, Mesula, Hanissus, Tiboyla, Hegma, and Tila. She had to first have relationships with the Goyisha governor. That's number one, they'll metama their daughters. Number two, he says, the Maisa of Dina was the only tzara of these four tzaras that happened in Eretz Yisrael. Maisa of Yosef was primarily in Mitzrayim. He was away in Mitzrayim for 22 years. The Maisa of Lavan was in Haran. And even the Maisa of Esav happened before he entered Eretz Yisrael. As he was about to enter Eretz Yisrael, he had to encounter, he was afraid that he had to encounter Esav. So those three happened in Chutz Lawrence. The only thing that happened in Eretz Yisrael was the Maisa with Dina, after he was already settled in Eretz Yisrael. That's the second thing that they have in common. The third thing that they have in common is that Shechem and Hamor, they wanted to be mal themselves, so there shouldn't be a difference between Klal Yisrael and them. It said in the Pasuk, we will be li yois am echad. We're going to be one nation. They wanted the Mamish to become one. They wanted to get together. And that's really what the Yevonim did. Adram Yevonim were geyser al hamila. They wanted there shouldn't be a chilik in the group between us and them. We should all be one. There shouldn't be a barrier between us. So you see, there's a lot in common between the Maisa and Dina. But there's one key factor, an overriding factor, that makes it even more in common. There's a medrash Tanchuma that says, quotes a pasuk, Poyreiz geder yishchenu nachash. Someone that breaks down a barrier should be bitten by a snake. Zed Dina. At the time that her father and her brothers were sitting in the base medrash, she went out to see Bivnei Sa'aretz. She broke that barrier of ruchnias between her and the Goyim, and the Melech Hamor, who's called the Nachash, he came and he bit her and he kidnapped her. What was the taina on Dina? The Musa Svarim say, she grew up in the house of Yaakov. She grew up in a house where her father was in the Beis Medrash, where her brothers were in the Beis Medrash, with Torah, Dos of the Iker. So what are you doing? You were mechunach to know that Torah and a life of Torah is the most wonderful thing in the world. What are you going to look at and to graze in other fields? The minute she did that, she broke the barrier, Yishchan HaNachash. This is exactly what happened in the times of the Yavanim. In the beginning of Bayesheni, they were under the influence of Ezra HaSeifer. The Gemara says, Roy, it was Roy that the Torah should have been given to Ezra HaSeifer. That's how great he was. Ezra, Nehemiah, later on, Anshe Knesset HaGdoyle, Shimon HaTzadik, Hoyim Shiori Knesset HaGdoyle. Alexander the Great, Chazal say, bowed down, got off of his white horse, got and bowed down to Shimon HaTzadik. That was the Kavod HaTorah in those days. Talmai HaMelech, he summoned the 72 Zekanim to translate the Torah. He didn't find the Sipuk from all of his Chachmas, and he was told by his advisor, without Torah, you're not going to be happy. So he summoned the Zekanim, he was so meyach with them. The Kavanah Torah was no revival. Right? So what happened? What happened was, later on, one of the Kahanim, Yosef Ben Tuvia, he became a tax collector, he got an army of men around him to collect taxes. They went back and forth to pay the taxes to Alexander Yerushal Mitzrayim. They picked up the Hashpah of the Goyim. They were Roya Besodas Acheres. Exactly what Dina did in her time, that is what they did. And that's how the Tzorah of Chanukah came about. So that's something that we have to know, that Hashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu, that we have to have the biggest simcha. You see what's going on in the world today. You see the para-adam of the world. I'm not even talking about Hamas that are subhuman people. I'm not people. They're subhuman. I'm not even talking about them. The reaction of the world that they're silent, they can't bring themselves to condemn that mice. They can't. The protests that are going on in the greatest colleges in Harvard and Cornell and whatever you name it. Just sort of read it on. I just read now in the Hamidia, a terrible story. A Jewish teacher in one of the high schools in Queens, they had to lock her up in her room because the students wanted to kill her. What was her big aveira? She took part in the demonstration in Washington. So maybe she's chayav misa. This is the mindset of the goy. So ashreinu matoiv chalkeinu, that we're zoicha to be yidden. We have the Torah. We have to celebrate the hevdel between us and the goyim. We have the yilonim and atoyim. I'll finish off with a maisa. Kreuzenberger Rebbe, when he was in the concentration camp, so the Nazis yamach shemam v'zichram, they saw that he was giving chizuk to the people around him, all the broken people. He was menachem them. He gave them chizuk. He gave them koyach. And they saw this, the Nazis. They tried breaking him. And they gave him the worst back-breaking labor. They made him carry these heavy stones up a mountain, down a mountain, up a mountain, down a mountain. And they beat him to Garnish Gehov. That spirit within him had still lived on. So one day, Tzabrachaniyah comes over to him. He says, Rebbe, he says, tell me, how could you say that Tefillah Atavach HaTonu Mekol HaAm? He chose us from all the nations. This is called being the chosen nation. What good is it being the chosen nation if it brings us all of these tzaras? So the rabbi put his hand on the man's shoulder and he said with a violent kite, he said with tremendous empathy, he says, Adarabba, now more than ever, I could say Atolach HaTonu with a tremendous simcha. Take a look at the rishis of these goyim. They could sink to such a low to make the lives of other people so miserable and to make them downtrodden and to step on them and to break them and to kill them, to be shayfa gedonim. Look how low they are. I thank HaKadosh Baruch HaTovach HaTonu that you made me a descendant of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that are Rachmanim, Baishonim, Gavrei Chasodim, and you gave us the Torah, which is called Rachmanim. Would you want to change places with these chayas? No. So Adarabba, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I am not them more than ever before. That was this Chanukah. We have to take it. When you see what's going on in the world, he gave us the Koyach HaTorah. He was Mavdalos, Yidilonim and Atoyim, to celebrate and also to be Makabal on ourselves, to remain apart from them, to keep that barrier between us, not to be mushba by them. Next week's not going to be a shiur.
Mm-hmm.